sure.
Interception.
Radical Russ here at Canisea at 107th and Halsey in Northeast Portland. The crowd is gathered here to make their first purchase of legal marijuana in the state of Oregon. They're all excited. They're getting some free t-shirts thrown out to them right now. Crowd looks to be maybe 100, maybe 125 as we're looking at it. Let's go over here and talk to the guys that are first in line. Russ Belville here, Russ Belville Show, CannabisRadio.com. How do you feel being here for this historic day?
We are so excited and happy. Hell yeah, Portland. So
are you line person number one? You're first in line?
Janice and I were the first two here last night. We got here at 12:30. We stayed here all night long. She stayed up. I slept right there on the ground.
So you got to experience some sidewalk camping.
Absolutely. Fun stuff.
What does this mean to you to be able to buy marijuana legally in the state of Oregon?
It's historic for me. Been smoking cannabis since I was 12. Never stopped unless I had to legally.
Right. To study for a test, right?
Yeah, right. Huh?
How about the rest of y'all out there? How do you feel about legal weed? How many people in the crowd have ever been busted for weed?
Woo!
Who's been busted for weed?
Me.
Yeah. So,
18 years old, drug rehab.
What do y'all think that now we don't have to hang out in a parking lot to wait for someone to bring us a short bag of weed?
Woo!
How do you feel that now when we buy weed, it creates jobs and eventually pays taxes?
Woo!
And how do you feel about Oregon having the best legalization on earth?
Woo!
All right, Radical Russ here at Canisea. We're going to get back to the booth. We got a special announcement coming up here in just a second. Let's go over here and speak with Tisha, the owner of Canisea. How are you doing today?
Are you kidding? How am I doing? I'm excellent. How else could it be?
Yeah, you've got Kink FM here. 101.9 FM is here covering this live. We're here with the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com. And what's it like getting into this business and getting ready for this historic day?
Well, I've been in the business for a little while, and I have to say it is just as trying every single time you try to do it. But you know what? Look at these people. It's so worth it. I love every one of these people. Look at it. They're out here in the cold. Some of these people have been out here since midnight.
Yeah.
Midnight. I'm looking at these ladies up here, and you know, they ask us, can we have a chair? That's all they ask for since midnight. Handicap.
Yeah.
My heart is so full right now.
I can tell. This is a emotional day for many people who've had to face police and loss of job and all sorts of collateral consequences from marijuana being legal. How does it feel now knowing that we're legal? We're legal folks now.
You know what? It feels normal because it should be. That's the honest to God truth. It just feels like, well, finally. I mean, really, you know, my father was a POW of this drug war.
Yeah.
How many people's lives have been impacted by that? And I just really think Oregon, I think the people of Oregon, for the landslide victory of
yes.
Measure 91. We all know in any kind of vote, if you get 53%, that's a landslide.
No kidding.
So look at what we did.
Fantastic. Let me get a picture of you here with the Canisea sign in the background, and we'll mark this historic day that way.
I thought you guys were going to be clean.
Perfect. All right. Thanks, Tisha, so much, and I know you've got all sorts of cool things going on today. Tell folks a little bit about some of the specials that you're offering people.
Well, the first thing I would like to say is the OHA decided to contact us and let us know that we were not allowed, actually, not allowed, even though they don't necessarily govern this specifically, to give the free cannabis for a year that we were offering. So what we have decided to do is, well, we're going to keep our word either way. So we can't give the free cannabis for a year, which, by the way, was sponsored by Noah's Ark Consulting, a nonprofit organization, not even us, which I told them, and they still said, "Up, oh, no, you can't do it."
Right.
So what we're going to do is, yes, we are. we're going to give you the cash to get your free cannabis for a year, and we hope you get it from us because we think we have the best products. But if you don't, doesn't matter. We're keeping our word to the people.
Right on. And what about for the people that are here in line, anything special?
Oh, absolutely. For the first 100 OMMP patients we have, which are here, I think.
At least.
We have gift bags specifically for them that contain medicinal products, one of which I'm particularly proud of to offer to Oregon, which is made of our CB Diva, which has a 36-to-1 cannabidiol ratio.
Wow.
So we will be offering this tincture to these people free because I want them to have it. We're offering it in our store for literally half of what other people charge because if you're coming for CBD, you're a patient.
Right.
That's not, I mean, will rec people want it? Of course they will. They'll want it. They just don't have their card. But if you're looking for cannabidiol, that's a medicinal product. It doesn't get you high. So I don't want these prices to continue to go the direction they're going. And if I can help it, I'm going to influence that.
Very good. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to with legalization is the increase in production volume leading an increase in safe access outlets leading to a massive reduction in price that affects not just Oregon, but the whole country and takes a lot of these black market dealers out of business. Do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that these states need to remember is when they allow bans, the people have a choice. I get that. And I get if you were in a part of the state where they voted no, basically, by percentage. I understand that they have rights, but the state as a whole voted yes. And the fact of the matter is, when you have a law like that and they allow them to say no, dispensaries can't be here for recreational, or go further, no, you can't be here for medical either.
Yeah.
Do you know that just says, well, hey, black market, stay, come on in, you're welcome here. And that's exactly what it's going to propagate. And I hope that they realize that at some point, because what we want to do is we want to make this what it already actually is, which is a completely legitimate industry, a completely legitimate medical product, and a completely legitimate commodity.
Tisha, thanks so much for opening up. This is your grand opening of Canisea. You can learn more about it online at canisea.com. They're at 107th and Halsey in Northeast Portland. Anything else you want to tell the audience?
You know what? I'm just so glad to have these people here. I want to walk in the middle of them and let them know that.
All right. Get to it, and thank you so much.
Absolutely.